We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steven Tenet of the Morning Now on KNSS, 646 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things. Sedgwick County voter turnout pegged at 25%. Thousands of mail-in ballots still being counted. Kansas Health Secretary Dr. Lee Norman says COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths are trending downward. Credits mask usage. Congress still talking about a pandemic relief bill, seeking agreement on size and scope of the package. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
A potential traffic hazard, especially while traffic volumes are picking up out there, southbound I-135, 37th Street North. The report there of a stalled out vehicle on the right-hand side there. So in the ditch kind of on the right-hand side there. Traffic update, 98.7. 1330 KNSS, I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly sunny with a 30% chance for morning rain today, then a high of 86 degrees. 20% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 72. And on Friday, sunny and warmer, tomorrow's high 94. So we're going to jump about 8 or 10 degrees from today until tomorrow. We're going to warm up on a Friday as we head into the weekend. Right now, partly cloudy, south wind at 12 miles per hour and 70 degrees. 647 now on FM 98.7 and AM 1330. Of course, you can also listen online at knssradio.com and through the radio.com app. And you can listen by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. 647 here. Time for the Steve and Ted poll question. We're going to look at the results this morning. The poll is on our webpage, knssradio.com. You are welcome to participate in the exciting question today. August, National Sandwich Month. What is your favorite sandwich?
Yes.
We have seven opportunities.
Highly anticipated results.
Oh. Tuna salad still coming at the bottom was 2%. PB&J has 6% of the vote. Grilled cheese up to 10%. And roast beef showing up at 11%. Okay. Here are your top three vote getters in the Steve and Ted poll. Turkey, 13%. Ham, 14%. And the BLT, the bacon, lettuce, and tomato, 44%.
Still running away at the top spot.
Yeah, the BLT is...
I've never eaten a BLT in my entire life.
There you go. Well, Ted, you wouldn't vote for the BLT.
So that would not be my vote.
Mm.
I don't like two of the three ingredients.
Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com, how to celebrate National Sandwich Month. You don't like tomatoes?
Yeah.
And you don't like bacon? No? Lettuce.
I like lettuce.
The two vegetables you're not going for.
Not on a sandwich, man.
Not on a sandwich. Okay. Another trading day finishes in the green on the stock market.
Stocks finishing higher with the NASDAQ notching a new record close as investors look past dismal employment figures and focused on positive news on the coronavirus vaccine front and strong earnings results. Payroll processor ADP reports that private employers added 167,000 jobs in July, well short of the 1.5 million that analysts were anticipating. The ADP reading sets the stage for the July jobs report, which will be released on Friday morning. Among the Dow winners, Disney, Visa, and Boeing, the Dow decliners, Microsoft, Walmart, and Intel. The Dow rising 376 points, the NASDAQ up 57, its sixth straight session of gains, S&P 500 up 21. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
A campaign by airlines and their unions for federal money to keep paying airline workers is getting a boost. Yesterday, 16 Republican senators endorsed a proposal to give airlines billions so they can avoid layoffs through next March. Airlines, including United and American, have warned tens of thousands of workers that they could lose their jobs in October when federal money for airline payrolls runs out. So we're paying now. We're paying the people who are operating the airlines.
Yep. That's what's happening.
When we come to that point where you and I are the only people in America that are not being paid by the government, is it going to come to that point? We'll be the only
two getting closer and closer every day.
651 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Trying to sort out the stock market during the pandemic. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, is with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Mr. Steve. I still like the BLT. Yeah.
All right.
Without the T. Without the T. You know, for me, the current stock market performance seems contrary to the real economy. It really defies my logic. Unemployment numbers are matching those of the Great Depression. Struggling and failing businesses and economic fundamentals just don't match stock market growth. Well, what the heck's going on? Well, here's what we've been through. The S&P 500 is hovering around low-digit positive territory from January 1st, from the beginning of the year. That, after hitting record highs in January, we saw a 37% drop in the third week of February at the emergence of the COVID-19 pandemic. Following that, several fits and starts that have brought us within spitting distance of those record highs again. Well, why didn't we see this coming? Well, the pandemic is an unfamiliar event. We don't have anything to compare it to. After all, market prognosticators often base their buys and sells on their interpretation of history. They will align events in the past with what could happen in the future. We've never seen this. In spite of that, I find several indicators that help me understand why Wall Street does not seem to align with Main Street and why our economy has not crashed. Well, first of all, Congress and the Fed have goosed Main Street and Wall Street through payouts, enhanced benefits, and forgivable loans to individuals, small businesses, and major corporations. Heck, you were just talking about the airlines. Several corporations are thriving during this pandemic. 10 to 20 companies are leading the markets because they have business models that flourish when people are sequestered at home. The concentration of businesses in those companies is enough to drive the direction of the stock market. Now, the challenge will be how to revive the economy and small businesses that fail, particularly after Fed intervention dries up. What's going to happen? Well, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
So I suppose it's the only answer there is just for the federal government to just start throwing money at people.
It's not the only answer, but it has kept us afloat.
Well,
I hate to say, whether you like the government or not, it's kept us afloat. Otherwise, we would have crashed.
That influx of cash coming back through, cycling through the economy. You're right. Keeping a number of people at work at least, and providing goods and services. But there's still that 800-pound gorilla in the room. How are we ever going to pay for all this debt?
You are completely right, Steve. But once the economy, when the economy does come back, if we ever had some politicians who had the cojones to balance the budget, if they thought a little bit, a little bit further down the line than just the time they're going to be in office, we could do this. It's just a matter of pulling together and tightening the belt.
That's not going to happen.
Yes, it's just
good point. Very, very good.
There's no way
point.
That's going to happen.
I saw some efforts. Now, guys, saw some efforts a few years ago, and they were moving that way, and all of a sudden we had a couple of years where there were budget surpluses, and everybody wanted to figure out how to spend them, who give them to. And instead of just continuing on, they didn't stay the course. But you're right, it's going to be a huge political decision somebody's going to have to make, or maybe we would never
will. No, it's not.
No, it looks like nobody
will ever make that decision. We're just going to keep going.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I've already done this one, but there's, each taxpayer is bound with $280,000 in debt right now, with where we stand at $30 trillion.
Hmm. You can't collect it from me. I don't have that much, so.
Yeah.
I'll just have to put on my credit card, okay?
Well, we could finance it for you.
Thank you. Today is National Root. On a cheerier note, today is National Root Beer Float Day.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Scoop of vanilla ice cream and an ice cold mug of frothy root beer.
Also, I know where Ted and I are going later today.
Also known as the Black Cow, the root beer float got its start in Colorado in a mining camp. Frank J. Wisner of Cripple Creek gets the credit for inventing the Black Cow way back in August of 1893.
Bless your heart,
wow.
Frank. It was a good idea.
Sarsaparilla.
The root beer float has been around that long. All right, thank you, gentlemen. 6:55 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour news. Take a look at all the news this morning. Congress still working on a new pandemic relief bill. That's on the way. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.